my fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It was like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a two-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
Oh, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to Bread and Circuses After Dark. We've been doing
After Dark, dude.
Dude, sorry about this. Sorry about all the delays, everybody. Nick's been moving and I've been sleep deprived, so we've just been kind of like working, and it's, again, we were just talking off camera, it's nothing to do with like anything going on, it's just bad sleep habits. Like, make sure you get your fucking sleep in. It's important as fuck. That's all I can say. Like, nothing, I'm not like overly busy or overworked. It's just like we fuck around until midnight and we're like, oh shit, it's time to go to bed.
And like, when we're in this situation like this too, like, so me and Caleb are in an hour time difference now.
Yeah.
And like, when it comes to like, especially on weekends when I'm like taking care of my kid or something, they're doing school work and it's like 9 o'clock at night and like it's 10 for Caleb. Yep. It's like, damn, man. Like, just that 1 hour of difference really does kind of fuck with things a lot.
For sure. Yeah. I had to wake up from a food coma to do this show. we had dinner at Fleming's tonight. So it's like a little steakhouse action. But I was passed out on the couch.
Tired from taking those engagement photos. I saw, man. Those were
a couple weeks ago. No, we did pretty good. The girl did good. It was her, Mia's cousin took them, but I was really happy. I'm not really I probably couldn't tell you what a good one looked like versus a bad one, honestly. But
like, I think you could, you know what I mean? Like, that fucking picture you guys took with your selfie camera and it's like the low angle looking up versus like an actual professional photographer.
The middle-aged man Facebook selfie.
Yeah. Like,
why do they think that's a good look, where they're just like looking at the camera and they're like,
sunglasses on the hat.
Vipers. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or it's like the awkward, like it looks like they got caught by surprise. You know what I mean? But it's their computer webcam and they're like, like, why?
I notice a lot of them and it looks like they're like, it's their face that they're making while they're like looking at stuff on the internet. So they're just like, it's not flattering, man.
It's like the scrolling face. I'm like, why would you post that? That's what doesn't make sense. I'm like, like you said, it's not a flattering look. That's not your best. Like, your profile picture is supposed to be your best look. It's not supposed to be, you know, you doom scrolling through the internet. I don't know, man. It's the same thing as like the people that put like the fucking masks in the profile picture.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're supposed to show.
Biden officially said the pandemic's over. We don't.
Yeah, and then the White House walked it back.
Yeah.
And just, they walked that back. They walked him saying he didn't know if he was going to run for re-election back. Like, Biden's, the president just says something and then the White House walks it back. Like, who's pulling the strings?
Biden's more of a loose cannon than Trump was.
I know. Well, nobody in the White House dared walk Trump back because they'd get fucking fired.
Yeah, exactly. Which happened multiple times.
Yeah, I know. Do you think he's going to go to jail?
Trump? No, he's not going to go to jail, man.
I don't think he will either.
I think it's just Russia Gate 2.0.
Dude, that's my thing. It's grandstanding and it's right before the midterms. And I've got a feeling that, like, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer or anything. I'm just yet to see any evidence against him.
oh, you know, the FBI can leak all of the fucking photos of him, man. You know, like, because the FBI is super competent. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Supposedly that's all fake. Like a bunch of
the just never understood when the left like started being the ones that were like siding with the FBI, dude. The FBI has done so much fucked up stuff in the fucking history of like America.
Well,
like,
they do it when they're in charge. As long as they're in power, then they're for. Just like their rights always for. I mean, under the George Bush era, you know?
Yeah.
For the FBI.
I don't know, man. There were a lot of conservatives that were all pissed off about all the like surveillance stuff.
Oh, like the Patriot Act?
Yeah, dude. I remember tons of conservatives being like, yo, that's not right, man.
Real, like Ron Paul type conservatives, not like the Mitch McConnells. They were
even dudes like, what's his name? The guy with the mop top that's like one of the fucking dudes on Fox that people say is like a big.
Oh, Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker was always talking about the Patriot Act stuff not being right, too, man.
Tucker's like a new school conservative, though. You know what I mean? He's not like the neocon George Bush era conservative.
Yeah, he's not. I'm trying to think of the media pundits that might fit that, like the Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Who's the dickhead that fucking got or like died a few years ago that was Rush Limbaugh?
He's not like that.
He's
more like the populist type conservative.
You see, I saw Sean Hannity on Fox on the gym, and like when I was at the gym.
Can't believe that guy's still around.
Yeah, like I was saying something about like trying to disparage the media, quote unquote. I'm like, motherfucker, you're the media.
You are the media. You have been the media for decades. Dude.
Yeah, like, you're the mainstream media. Like you can't try to separate yourself from them.
Yeah, I think another conservative that he's gotten a lot better is Glenn Beck. I think he's not as
you think so. I don't. My dad listens to Glenn Beck.
When Glenn Beck left Fox and got on his own network at The Blaze, he got a lot better. It's almost like someone wasn't pulling his strings anymore and he could speak for himself.
That's good. I think more people like need to do that. It feels like Tucker Carlson just like doesn't give a fuck. Like,
ratings. Money talks, baby. They're not going to fire him. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly. And like, I'm not one of these people that thinks Tucker Carlson should like run for president or anything. I mean, I saw that he had Andrew Tate on his show doing like an interview. I was like, hell yeah, man. Like, I don't even really like Andrew Tate, but I was like, fuck yeah for having him on an interview and sitting here and telling about how he got kicked off. Like,
I'm not a fan of Andrew Tate. I think some of the stuff he says is a little out there, but at the same time, he doesn't deserve to be kicked. The stuff he's saying isn't that bad.
Some of it is pretty fucking stupid, but like.
Yeah, but stupid people deserve a voice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's the guys on YouTube? Abe and Preach. These two black dudes that do like the commentary.
The Hodge
type
twins?
No, it's Abe and Preach. I think is their name.
I don't know.
Well, there's just these two like regular black dudes that like, you know, will watch videos and do like responses to them and kind of like give their perspectives on it. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how they were reacting to Andrew Tate getting kicked off. And their response was that, look, like you can kick Andrew Tate off, but like the reason why he was popular was because a lot of the issues that affect men get pretty largely ignored.
Yeah.
So all that's going to happen is some other fucking dude's going to come up saying the exact same shit.
Yeah.
So it's like until that kind of stuff is taken seriously.
Until you address the issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is like, guys like that. I mean, when you ignore men for so long, they're going to turn to people like that. They're going to turn to people like Jordan Peterson, who I don't have a problem with Jordan. I think Jordan Peterson's very intelligent.
And you know what? I don't think Jordan Peterson really speaks on a whole lot of men's issues a whole lot. No. Like he's just somebody that on YouTube
Jordan Peterson, but like if you listen to Jordan, they call him like the incel king and shit. But if you listen to Jordan Peterson, he's very critical of people like that. He's not like, oh, you know, women owe you sex, blah, blah, blah. He's like, if no one will have sex with you, if no one will date you, there's obviously something wrong with you.
I feel like the majority
of dates in this world, if you're not one of them, then there's a.
I feel like the majority of people know that too. You know what I mean? If you're not brainwashed by the cult, you know that.
They don't even watch him.
He tells people like that. He's like, you need to be like, accept responsibility, and that you need to like not be he's basically says like, you need to not be yourself. You need to be somebody that's like gonna be attractive to a mate. So it's bad message to tell men. Like, quit being a fucking dickhead and be somebody that somebody actually wants. Like,
his 12 rules, and number one is clean your room. Like, it's figuratively speaking and literally, like, don't be a fucking slob. Get your shit together. How is that a bad rule?
You say don't try to change the world if your freaking house is a mess. It's like, try to change the things that you can. Like, try to change the things you can.
Yeah, how is that a negative message? What are his rules? I know I know there's a thing about the lobsters.
One of them is stand up straight. I've been meaning to read his book because I need to get the other one too, the Antidote to Chaos one, or it's the second one.
Okay. Number one, 12 rules for life. Number one, stand up straight.
Stand up straight is because he always talks about how he's back. Like, he always talks about, he's like, the world doesn't want you to be harmless. Like, that's not being like a peaceful person, that's just being useless, like harmless.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you should be capable of being dangerous, but not be dangerous, you know?
Yeah. And that's exactly it. That's what people think is we've
I don't honestly don't even think he's talking to men on that, dude. I honestly don't even think he's talking to men on that. Like, you can be like that as a woman too, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But it's specifically, I think specifically that applies to men, because we've emasculated men in this society for so long. We've declared masculinity to be toxic. We've feminized men.
You know what I think people say is, I think people say, they claim and point out toxic masculinity, but then they don't differentiate between that and like just guys being guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just masculinity in general. Like,
yeah, they want to call everything toxic masculinity. And that's the thing, is it's like, it's not, if you're a man, well, we've gotten men scared of being men because we've just used this blanket statement for toxic masculinity. And don't get me wrong, there is toxic masculinity. Like, you know, it's like,
I don't think it's masculinity, because it's not masculine, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, women will do the same shit.
It's toxic behavior.
Yeah. It's just somebody being an asshole. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, cause like, you want to say like, oh yeah, what's something that they say is being toxic masculinity is like fighting or something, being aggressive. Yeah. I'm like, you don't think fucking women out there fight and like,
yeah, try, dude, to be, I went to public school. Women fight a lot. Okay.
Like, girl, middle school girls are trait. Fucking mean, man.
Like, honestly, bro, I would say unequivocally, I saw more women fight than men. Because here's the thing, dude. Dudes are a lot more reasonable with other dudes, because we know that, like, fights with another guy, if we're going to commit to that level of violence, we could potentially get killed. You know what I mean? How often's a chick fight someone going to get killed?
I would see, like, when I was in high school, even middle school through high school, I ran into way more like aggressive, bitchy women than fucking dudes that were like trying to be bullies.
Hyper masculine dude. Yeah.
Man. And I was in, like, we were both in sports in school. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Well, I mean, if you look at like domestic abuse statistics, right? So the number one the number one type of couple for domestic violence is lesbian couples, right? Number two is straight couples, and last is gay couples. That's because both sides got nukes in a gay couple. You know, there's a lot more damage that can be done in a fucking fist fight between two men than two women. That you're going to get a lot more bold with a female partner that, you know, yeah, she might hit you back, she might do some damage, but she's not going to kill you. She's not going to put you in the hospital for the most part. I mean, someone can grab a knife or a gun, I guess, but like, for the, if things are just between with you with your fists, that a woman is much less likely to do serious damage to
you. Have you been physically abused in a relationship by a woman? I have.
Physically? No.
Yes, I've been physically abused.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I've been I've had shit thrown at me, dude. I've got fucking hit before, like, stuff where I'm like, God damn, dude. Like,
yeah,
if I was doing this shit, I'd be in jail.
Like, you'd be in jail. No, that's exactly, man. It's a fucking, like, that's the thing. And you hear these stories about, like, these stereotypes about women that like freak out and hit their man and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know what?
You see it in public.
Double fucking standard. Yeah.
Bro, dude,
you'll see women will smack their man in public. And I'm like, oh my God, if the shoe was on the other foot there, if
yeah,
the shoe,
dude.
Or just like the screaming and name calling, if the shoe were on the other foot and the man was screaming like that, it'd be a whole different ball game. You know, it'd be, but that,
it'd
and,
on,
and the,
it'd be on TikTok and people would be,
oh God,
blue haired yep. chicks would be crying about it, literally yep. shaking,
literally shaking. But, Orange Man bad. But yeah, I mean, that's like, that's the whole thing, man. And it's like, we've scared men that being masculine so bad and they've just become docile. And it's like you were saying, it's not, you don't need to be a violent person. You shouldn't be a violent person,
just capable,
but you should
it.
Be capable of violence. Otherwise you're fucking worthless. Like yeah. if you can't fucking defend yourself or your family in a time of need, and I'm not saying you got to be a black belt in jujitsu, but if you don't have some means of, if you don't have a switch that you can flip where you're willing to commit an act of violence to defend yourself or your family, you're not a fucking human being, man. You've been reduced to nothing. Yeah, exactly.
I always laugh about the jujitsu guys where it's like jujitsu guys when somebody breaks into their house and they're like on their bed like, get my card, bro.
yeah. That's
I've always thought like, because I've taken like boxing classes mm-hmm. before, but I've never like been serious into like a physical martial art.
No,
but I'm like, if you really want to be effective, maybe you should learn to like go. Take like go to like the pistol range and like do like reflexive fire and quick draw shots with your pistol and stuff.
There's a place by my house that I need to go to. It's like $150. It's a class that teaches you in the dark home defense. So
no,
like
smart.
Lights out in laying in a bed situation where you need to get a gun and get up. And I think that would be a really good one.
You should just have a flashlight next to your home defense weapon.
Or you just get a flashlight on your gun.
When military training from the military police, you would do night shots, and you would have to do it with a flashlight. So apparently, I learned this from a guy that was a state trooper down here in Texas at when I did it. They train state troopers to like a firearm in this hand, right? And you hold like your fucking flashlight like way out here, because
really?
You do like this gay like fucking
like the movie shit
Call of Duty shit here, flashlights here, people shoot at the light, but if you're putting it way out here to the left, people think you're over there and they
that makes
shoot
sense
and miss
that
yeah
makes
I'm like
sense,
that is
actually.
That's super smart, like
that makes a lot of sense actually. I didn't even think of that.
I learned that from a state trooper. That's what they train Texas state troopers to do. So
yeah, I think the key is like if you're gonna have like for like home defense at night kind of thing, but if you want to sleep in a pitch black room, that's fine, that's probably good, but like night lights in your kitchen and maybe your living room or something like that, I think would go a long way, so you can at least see shadows and shit. And
just
kind of
I think
yourself.
Just having a super bright flashlight in your gun safe, or like your, you know, your wherever you keep your gun,
just right
you
by
know.
My bed. I don't have kids yet, so I
in the nightstand
really,
or whatever.
I don't need to worry about locking it up, but
that
would go a long way too. But if you're at a point where you're waking up and this person is already in your bedroom, like you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
That's too late, man. Like
like that's a point where it's like I don't know, man. That's not a situation you want to be
in. It's funny, man. My girl's got a 45 that she has. It's like her pistol, and I always laugh.
Is it semi-auto or a revolver?
Yeah. It's not like a fucking revolver.
Is it a 1911?
Yeah, it's like a modern, it's like a Ruger. Like
she's got stopping power.
Yeah, I always tell that to her. She laughs. I'm like, why did you get this as opposed to like a 9mm or something?
For a
like
woman, especially.
I know,
like, dude. I had that exact gun. I had it. That thing is like a cannon. That's like, I don't know. Maybe it was mine, but it had a bad problem with jamming.
Talked to her about that with the modern 45s jamming, because the parts are just too tight. Mm-hmm. Like that's a weapon that's more for like an AK where it's supposed to be kind of looser and everything. But
yeah, and with that type of
she swears by
it,
man. She likes it.
I don't know. I guess everyone's got their preference. I don't know, dude. Like my home, I got a Glock for home defense.
At least she has one.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
She had one before she was with me, dude. Like,
yeah. I'd rather have this shit all the time.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather have one gun that's gonna. I'd rather have one shot and then it jams than none. You know what I mean? Like, but no, I mean,
like,
I got
stop it, Power. I wasn't made to kill him with 8 rounds. It wasn't meant to be.
Yep, that's the FUD mentality. That's I mean, I got a Glock for home defense, man. I mean, it's nothing flashy, but if it's gonna go bang, that's what
I would take. I would take arguing like about preferences with caliber and types of guns and everything over the necessity of having a gun in the house any fucking day, dude. Any I can at least respect somebody who has different opinions about weapons and everything.
For sure. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we both agree that it's necessary to have
one and know
how to use it. Like
I mean, like, unless you're going to carry, like, I saw a post on Reddit. It was like, can I use an airsoft gun for home defense? Like, just get a baseball bat at that point, bro. Like, it'd do more damage.
But, like, you're going to get your ass kicked and killed, probably. Like,
yeah, that's my thing. If you flash a fucking airsoft gun at somebody and they flash a real gun back, well, congratulations. Now you're dead.
Like, I always say when it comes to home defense, too, like, people aren't your only, like threat. Like, I'm telling you, dude, I've had big ass fucking dogs walking around the parking lot here at my house, like in my apartment complex. Like, I see like cats that look like they're all mangy and everything, like running around. I'm like, animals are a huge threat to your personal safety, depending on where you live, man. Like, yeah. I live right next to a neighborhood where people keep big, like huge dogs in the backyard that can easily jump the wall fences, and they do.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, a dog will, like, my child or like your house, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, a dog even will, like, jack up somebody worse than a person will.
Even know? Like a dog like Megan size, like 40 pounds. If it's really fucking mad at you, dude, it can do some damage.
Yeah, if it's if it's like rabid or something like that, or even just like up in Nebraska, like a possum, a rabid possum, a raccoon or something, like. That thing bites like you or your significant other, or like your kid, or even your other, like your dog, dude. Like,
it's a nasty shot.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? You're gonna chase it with a baseball bat? It's not gonna care, dude. It's gonna take the baseball bat from you.
Right? Yeah, those fucking things, dude. that's the whole thing, man. Is you can use the self defense against animals in Nebraska. It's like a rancher law. You can use a firearm on self defense to protect your animal here. It's mainly for like if something's like a coyote's attacking your livestock. Like,
yeah, my mom out there at the farm, you know, she has coyotes and rabid possums and stuff all the time out at her house, man. I've had to shoot a couple with her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, man. It's a different fucking world out there. You gotta do what you gotta do. There ain't no fucking.
I had to shoot a rabid border collie one time with a shotgun, man. That was really weird.
Yeah. That would be weird. Yeah. Was it your dog or was it?
No, it was just some dog, like some stray dog that would always getting around the house and everything.
And it was rabid.
Yeah, you could tell it was rabid. Like, it had, like, it was at least mangy. Like, it had patches of fur missing and stuff. And, like,
With rabies, the longest an animal's ever lived after symptoms show up is 10 days. Because,
It probably wasn't rabid. It was probably, but, like, even just.
You don't want to take the risk, though. Well, you don't want to get
mange,
fucking.
Like, you could catch mange, and, like, our other animals at that there could get mange. Like, you don't want to do
that. You don't want to run that. No, you don't want to deal with that at all. No. That's, but yeah, that's, I mean, I got bit by a dog when I was a kid. So when I was like 14, it was like,
you lived in the suburbs, man. Like that's a real threat out there.
Dogs. Yeah. It's I fucking whacked it upside the head repeatedly with a bat to get it off me. I was going to kill it, but it jumped back over. And when the owner was there, I'm like, well, I don't want to turn into the criminal when I'm the victim. So
dude, my little nephew, a little 8-year-old, had a dog come out and clamp on his arm out in the front.
Yeah.
And he's playing out in the front yard and like got him so good in his arm, like his like fat was like coming out of his like body through the hole. Like
I had nasty. When I used to work in the public school system years ago, I had a kid that just went down the street to go play with his friends. He walked into the house. There was a dog, family dog. They'd had it for years. It was always nice to the kid when he came over. Something went wrong, and like that's what I tell people, man. You can have the best dog ever and it has a stroke and it freaks out, and that's it. There's no reason. You didn't do anything wrong. That's just life just dealt you a shitty hand. And that's what happened with this dog. Is it just is big dog and it just fucking snapped, and it ran this 5-year-old kid, it ran down and just mauled him, bro. Like he was like he had to get facial reconstructive surgery. They had to sew his ear back onto his head. Like it was I'm like, I can't, if that was my child, like the first thing I would be doing would be going down to kill that dog in front of the family. Like that's like, that would be what I was doing after we called the ambulance. I'd be like, okay, you wait here. I'll be back. Grab my 45 with the stopping power and we're going to go take care of this.
That's what having those bigger caliber weapons can be useful for, is like a pit bull, man. Yep. You know what I mean? Having a 45 versus a 9mm might actually be like fucking a good thing.
Pit bull 38 special bounce right off its fucking head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If you got like one of those guys that's like, oh, I just need a 22. Like, yeah, no, I'll try to shoot a pit bull in the head with a 22, man. Like,
it's not a prairie dog. My God. Dude, if you got a 22, like we were talking about, like, calibers for home defense. If you got a 22 for home defense, you're not serious. You're not serious about it.
22s like, are good for like shooting squirrels, man. Like,
yeah, again, rather have it than so a 22 is actually the gun. I don't know if it's still the case, but a couple years ago it was the gun that was used in the most homicides was a 22 caliber. And
probably because it's the most readily available weapon.
Well, because it was close range and it was getting used in, it's cheap and it was getting used in drug deals. And mm-hmm. It was drug deals gone wrong and guy inside people's houses and shit. You land 12 shots. I mean, it's going to kill somebody. But if you got if someone's breaking into your house on PCP, I don't want a 22, man.
I mean, that's honestly, like you shoot somebody in like the chest with a 22 and mm-hmm. they're just bare chest, they're going to fucking fall over. You're going to collapse Hopefully. Their lung and probably Hopefully. Kill them. Like, yeah.
Not if they're on PCP.
But yeah, but, I mean, well,
you shoot a guy on PCP with a shotgun, he's going to keep coming. So,
yeah, but like, I feel like a lot of times in those kind of situations when it's like druggies and stuff, people get like a lot of adrenaline and they like pull their shots.
Yeah.
And they don't hit center mass. Like, dude, a bullet going into your lungs is mm-hmm. going to drop anybody. I don't care if you're on drugs, like your lungs collapse. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, I saw this video of these cops. There was this guy on PCP running at him. They shot him in the face with a shotgun and he kept coming. Because the fucking brain didn't process to the rest of the body that he was dead.
Yeah.
And he had like another minute in him of trying to fight. And then he just dropped dead.
Well, like you got to think, dude, like if you there's only like a one spot in the back of the head that is insta kill. And that's if you sever the brainstem.
Yeah.
With the headshot.
Well, and that's so like when you hear about people trying to shoot themselves and commit suicide, that goes wrong more often than not. And it just fucks you up for the rest of your life and doesn't actually kill you.
One of my friends was telling me that they had this guy in his army unit that tried to like kill himself with the M4, like, mm-hmm. you know, the 223 round.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
He put it in his mouth and shot. All it did was make his fucking jaw like hang off, dude. And he was still alive. Like,
yeah, and it just fucks you up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, dude, that guy's like not living a normal life ever again.
Seinfeld used to have a joke about failed suicide attempts.
Really?
He's like, yeah, morbid. You kill yourself because you can't do anything right, and then you can't even kill yourself right. And it's like,
wasn't it like a majority of suicide attempts fail anyway?
Well, they say if a failed suicide attempt is like typically like a cry for help.
Any kind of suicide attempt is, unless you're like an Imperial Japanese soldier trying to, you know, defeat America.
Yeah, that's
or a suicide bomber trying to defeat America.
Most suicide attempts do fail, and that's I don't know. There's I that's the whole that whole thing's just weird to me, man. I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna judge someone that's in that spot because, you know, I don't. Who knows what you got going on in your head? But it's like,
sometimes like, you have to really defeat America, man.
Well, that's different. Those people deserve it. But no, I'm just like, dude, like, you're only like, what else do you got to do? Like, you might as well just try to figure it out. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know a couple people that have gone through that. It's horrible, mm-hmm. man. It sucks. It's like, I feel like when it's people that are doing that, it's like they're so far gone, man.
Yeah.
You always try to tell yourself that you could maybe have done something about it, but it's like, I don't know.
No, because that's you could delay the inevitable. But at the end of the day, if someone doesn't want help, they're not going to get it.
Exactly. And it's like it's a chemical imbalance in your brain. You know what I mean? Like, you when you're like super depressed, like suicidally depressed and everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Well, it's a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. And then, dude, that's the thing. It's like, I know people beat themselves up over it. Oh, I could have saved them this and that. Like, dude, you're not a therapist. You could have talked them through that night, maybe, but that's not going to stop them the next time, you know? Like, that's you can't, because like at the end of the day, man, you got a life too. You can't be there to keep this person alive. They can't depend on you. They're not your child. They can't depend on you every single day to keep them alive. So like at the end of the day, that person's got to make a decision to get help for themselves. Otherwise it's just going to happen. And it's unfortunate, but that's not on you.
It's a big thing in the veteran community, man. 22 mm-hmm. a day. I don't know if that's still true to this day, but you know, honestly, the active war is going, being done in Afghanistan and Iraq and everything, and probably help with that after a few years. Like, you know, yeah. Not send any more dudes to go over there. It's a big deal.
Yeah. That was this comic I used to work with. He was an Army veteran. His name is Josh Augustine. He's from Sioux City, and he used mm-hmm. to have, he used to have a bit about like modern day super, like realistic superheroes in the Avengers. He's like, Captain America kills himself in the VA parking lot.
That's fucking pretty true, man. But I wouldn't be surprised if like all of the fucking superheroes, if it was real life, would be like doing some shit like that.
No, dude, the Avengers would be so fucked up in real life, like just mental health wise from all the shit they have to deal. Like the fat Thor, that would be like the reality for most. Like they'd all be like drunks and alcohol and drug addicts and like hyper depressed. Well,
Tony Stark in the comics is supposed to be like an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, I mean, his fucking actor was for how long?
What? Was he an alcoholic? I thought RDJ was like addicted to like Oxycontin or something.
Dude, when you're on one thing like that, you're probably got a drinking problem too. Like that's
probably.
It's typically how it goes. Yeah, no, I totally Iron Man. I thought his drug of choice would be Coke, to be honest with you.
But, no, yeah, he's an alcoholic in the comic books, man. No.
Huh. Yeah, that's
Marvel's known for having a little bit more of like human type superhero stories.
Yeah, like She-Hulk twerking.
Yeah. Well, even in the comic books, man, like she's really like, she's kind of like Deadpool, where she's really like not a serious superhero. Yeah.
I don't get
it. But like, I mean, the show is fucking stupid regardless.
Dude, and it's another thing. It's just like the Little Mermaid thing. Like the amount of people bitching about that show is just giving it free publicity.
Yeah, just don't watch it.
Dude, like I have no desire to see it. I'm not going to sit here and criticize it because I don't care to watch it. I don't care to give it the attention that I don't give it. I've never seen an episode. The only thing I've seen is like little clips on social media. I have no desire to watch it. It doesn't look intriguing.
Little Mermaid. I mean, I wasn't a big Little Mermaid fan anyway because I'm
really?
A girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude, Little Mermaid's a girl it is. Disney movie.
I mean, I watched it when I was a kid. I've seen it.
The boys were out here watching Tarzan and Lion King, fucking Little Mermaid, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand being upset about the Little Mermaid thing either, dude. I'm like, just don't fucking watch. Like, I really don't care.
Yeah,
like, it's not like when they take like historical characters, like if they were to take like George Washington and now he's an Asian guy, like that would be, I could see being upset with that because it's revisionist history. I get it. But like, dude, it's fake. It's not a real story. It never happened. Well, you know,
to be fair, people bitched that the fucking Jasmine in the live action Aladdin movie was too white because she was half British, half Indian.
Oh God.
Yeah, dude, people bitched about that. You really don't think like people are gonna bitch about any like people bitch about it? But here's the thing: is I see more people bitching about people bitching than people actually bitching.
That's
about
the thing. Movie. And that's
I'm like, who are these fucking people complaining about this? Because I haven't seen anybody actually complaining
about people that actually, that's usually how this shit goes. It's outrage.
And I feel like Disney is doing that on purpose, man. Mm-hmm. I know that they have shills out there that do that stuff to just get free publicity. Yep. I posted like a thing on Facebook where I'm like, y'all should be on like Disney's like marketing, like fucking payroll, dude.
Yeah.
Y'all are like doing free work for
free
Disney
work and for an evil corporation.
Yeah, dude, people have been doing it with Disney. Like, remember when the Star Wars show came out, the Mandalorian? Mm-hmm. People were sharing all those dumbass Baby Yoda memes all the time, dude. I'm like, y'all, it's like you guys are doing, I guarantee you Disney was the one that was paying people to start spreading those to get free publicity about it.
For sure.
100%.
Mandalorian's not bad though.
Mandalorian was cool, but it's like, and I'm sure that the Little Mermaid's probably gonna be fine. You know what I mean? As far as a Disney movie goes,
dude, and that's my whole thing is like, these are, and number one is these like BuzzFeed and news networks like that will take like four tweets. They'll take four tweets, right, from accounts with like 12 followers complaining about, oh, the Little Mermaid's black. And they'll take those four tweets and they'll make it look like it's
the half the country epidemic. Is complaining yeah. about
those
it.
Are the only four people that actually care.
Dude, people tried to say that whole thing with Matt Walsh complaining about it is
it was
like,
so clearly a joke.
It's tongue in cheek.
So
yeah,
clearly the amount of people like I know they have trouble discerning jokes from reality. Believe me, I know as well as anybody.
Yeah,
but it was so clearly a joke. You had to be.
It was so clearly satire.
Had like... to be playing. Dude, he said he's sitting there, like Matt Walsh has a very dry sense of humor. And sometimes it can be tough to pick up when he's joking. I get it. But when he's sitting there saying that it's an insult to the translucent skin community that the Little Mermaid wasn't played, you have to realize that joke. Yeah. They just, dude, the thing is, and I was talking to Justin Healy about this today, Matt Walsh, they hate him so much because he's winning the culture war, because the way he tears apart this insane narrative about transitioning kids and shit like that and non-binary and all that fake crap.
Dude, I get YouTube.
He tears it apart. He's so smart about it.
That thing where he's like talking to somebody, he's like, how can I say what a woman is if I'm not a woman? I'm like, do you know what a cat is? Are you a cat?
Yeah. No, literally.
Like, I shouldn't have done this. And he just walks away. I'm like, oh my
yeah.
God.
Dude, I watched that documentary. It's good. Watch the What is a Woman documentary. It's insane. But no, he does it in such a way, like he's not college educated, but he's very intelligent when he talks. He has numbers and sources and statistics to back up everything he says. He fucking, the way he tears, because I always said, if you can argue just the facts with somebody, that's fine. But if you can tear their argument apart while simultaneously being funny and insulting them, that's over the top. It's a knockout blow.
Jon Stewart used to do it all the time, yep. Man.
Yeah, and Matt Walsh does that, but he does it with like a dry, condescending sense of humor almost.
And Jon Stewart used to do exactly that.
Exactly. Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, they both did, but Matt Walsh does it too. And the way he just tears people apart, that's what pisses him off so much, is they don't want to argue with him because they know if they try to have an actual debate, he's going to come with facts and he's going to come intelligently and he's going to tear him a new asshole. He already did it on Dr. Phil.
Bill Maher's come to his senses. He's got himself out of the woke cult and now he's starting to,
talk about it.
Yeah, I'll watch him talk to people and he still has his left-wing views and everything, which is fine.
It's fine.
Like, yeah. So I don't know if you ever watch Secular Talk at all. It's a left-wing show where the guy is actually like pretty intelligent and then
I've seen a little bit, but yeah, I don't know.
The one thing that annoys the fuck out of me that guy does on his YouTube channel is he tries to underplay the fucking crazy radical cult members.
Yeah, when you're in denial about your own craziness, that's a problem.
Well, he's not like that. He's not like that, but yeah. He is like always like, oh yeah, they're just talking about a couple of crazy people on the internet talking about trans rights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're very much underplaying the amount, even if it is just a couple of people, you're underplaying the amount of influence those people have and the amount that it's affected our culture and
for
how
sure.
much is broken our culture
for
apart.
Sure. And dude, that's the thing, is it's not just a fucking, it's not just a matter of, oh, it's not hurting you, why do you care? I'm like, no, bro, when it's being pushed on my kids in school, it does affect me.
They
that's
see
the thing.
Fucking, like, dude, you go, they watch TV shows and it's splurged onto their faces and their eyes on TV, kids' TV shows. And yeah, and then they go to school and they fucking get their teachers. Well, they get their shop teachers wearing big fake titties and everything. Like,
dude, okay, so and that's the thing. It's just so crazy to me. Like, they've normalized this insanity on these kids, and it's 100% on purpose. They go to school and their teachers tell them, it's if you feel like a girl sometimes, that might mean you're trans, you're actually a girl.
If you play with
and
dolls,
you tell this 6-year old
if you like
he's
pink,
a girl.
If you like drawing with the pink crayon, you're trans. And if your doctor if you don't let the doctor give him hormones and, you know what I mean, puberty blockers, then you're a child abuser.
I remember 5 years ago when it was considered child abuse and taboo to give kids puberty blockers. Nothing's changed. The science hasn't changed.
Well,
the only thing that's
Matt
changed
Walsh.
Is they said, oh, we can make money from this.
Matt Walsh went and investigated that. What was it? Like a Tennessee, like medical.
Yep.
Yeah. Vanderbilt. Yeah. Like, dude, the Vanderbilt family is one of the most richest, wealthiest families in America.
Dude, they're the ones that are responsible for the opioid epidemic. the Vanderbilt family.
Are they? I thought
Vanderbilt
that was
Medical.
The, is it? I thought that was the ones that owned like the OxyContin company.
Yeah, that's them.
Is it? Is it Vanderbilt's? I thought it was somebody else. I thought they owned like Johnson & Johnson or something.
I'm going to Google it so we don't get sued. But I'm like 99%. I'm going to Google Vanderbilt opioid crisis here.
Purdue Pharma.
Oh, it's Purdue. I knew it was a college that was that was gold and black. It's Purdue. Yeah. Never mind. Sorry. Sorry, Vanderbilt's. You're free on this one, but you're still child abusing fucking freaks.
No, it's this the Sackler family.
That's who it is. Yeah.
They're the ones that started, apparently started the Vicodin fucking thing or some shit.
Yeah. But so the Vanderbilt, yeah, the craziest thing about
that's, isn't that crazy? That's a whole different family still doing all this crazy fucked up shit.
And they were having like parents would go consult with the doctors about whether or not to put their kids or get them the sex change surgery, and they would have trans activists sit in on the meetings with the doctors. And if the doctor to fucking monitor it to make sure the doctor was, you know, the doctor wasn't, you know, denying their truth.
And if they didn't speaking wrong speak.
Yeah. And if the doctor literally risked losing their job. And that's the thing is what people have to realize about doctors, bro, is yes, they're intelligent. Yes, they went to school. They're well versed in a lot. Like if I have a disease, something, you know, like if I had like a cancer or some type of infection, yes, I would want a doctor helping me because they're well versed in it. They know how to treat it. They know what works and what doesn't. But they're still human. Doctors are still prone to the same human nonsense that we are. They're still prone. When you face a doctor with hop on this bandwagon or ruin your career, they're not going to ruin their career. They're not going to hurt their livelihood for it. And the few that do are the ones that get ostracized.
There's plenty of smart dickheads out there, I always
Absolutely.
Say. So.
All the dumbest people I know went to college, man. All of them. That's what Bill Queen told me. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Not I, but I know some really fucking dumb people. That just,
well, you were in the military, so you got a little more serious with that.
I like, get out more, man. You got to go meet more people. There's a lot of really dick fucking dumbass people.
Oh, there's stupid people everywhere, man. Yeah. There's stupid people everywhere. But no, and that. So here's a fun statistic. So they say that the puberty blockers like don't have any long-term side effect, which is bullshit. Brain swelling is a long-term side effect. They say that you can just stop
density reduction, cancer increase.
Cancer increase, mental health. I mean, dude, fucking with people's hormones is going to cause men. If you're going to sit there and tell me with a straight face that fucking with that, giving someone something to affect their hormones isn't going to affect their mental well-being, you're not someone I can take seriously. You're not worth being taken seriously.
A lot of people always try to focus on the male to female ones because I feel like they're probably the easiest to tell. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. Cause like when a chick goes like male or female to male, like, you know, the girl facial hair and stuff. And like, sometimes it's like really hard to tell the female to male trans people, but like a lot of times it's very easy to tell the male to female.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
but
for sure.
The female to male ones are more common. And like, dude, when they talk about like the sex change surgery, like literally they cut off their tits.
Yep.
They remove their fucking tits. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they do that. And it's like, that's irreversible. Yeah.
Well, that's irreversible. And number one, number two, they say, well, you can just get off puberty blockers and it'll resume. I'm like, yeah, you don't think missing 4 years of puberty and being set back is a bad thing? You don't think that's a permanent effect that's going to have effects on that kid's mental health? Well, so number one, no long term. So puberty blockers
gonna fuck up their endocrine system.
Yeah. Physical and mental. Yeah. And there was, it's like over 60% of the cases. The levels were not back to normal in a year. So there's that. Number one, they always cite that, the studies we've had in the past show there's no long-term effects of puberty blockers. So the studies, that was before this insanity started. Puberty blockers for kids have been around for a long time because you have situations where kids, they have something wrong with them and they start going through puberty at 6 and they have to be put on puberty blockers. So yes, those kids where it's actually medically necessary there's no long-term effects for them because they actually need it. The same way you could say there's no long-term effects for me taking an aspirin when I have a headache because I actually needed it. We've never given for unnecessary medical procedures. That's the one thing. The other thing, 95% of these cases, right? 95% of these cases where kids experience gender dysphoria, by the time they're 18, they're no longer experiencing it. 95% of the time.
I believe that.
Most of the time, they're just gay. Most of the time, they're just gay. That's 95% of the time. Now, when you put these kids on hormone blockers or puberty blockers, 98% of the time, they go through with the gender change surgery. You're going to tell me that's not playing an effect on their mental health and directly influencing them. So it goes from almost 100% of the time they don't go through with it to 100% of the time they do go through with it. Almost 100% of the time, it's just a phase and they move on and they're like, yeah, that was a phase. I'm over the confusion now.
It's mostly
glad.
How it is with girls, man, because it's girls that like are like tomboyish girls that think now that they're trans because that's what the narrative is and that's what kids are told.
Yeah.
So
it's awkward.
I know plenty of tomboy girls when I was in school, man, especially in middle school, dude. Yeah. Like girls are boys and girls both are trying to kind of like they just do cringy shit because they're trying to be individuals.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right. Oh, and that's my thing. Like, dude, like I had someone say to me one time because like I was like, look, what my kid does is, as an adult living on their own is fine. But I was like, Mia and I would not let our kid do the trans. We wouldn't do it. You're a boy. Like, it's, well, and I had someone say to me, what would you do if you had a son that wanted to wear a dress? I'd tell him, no, boys don't wear dresses.
Kids are – people don't understand.
Sorry.
You know who tells you that shit? The kind of people that people tell that you that bullshit are the people that don't have fucking kids.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand that kids are very, like, impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, if I have a kid who's painting his nails, right? And honestly, I don't think kids painting their nails is that crazy because it's like, you know what I mean?
Like rock stars do it and shit.
Well, yeah, you know, and I feel like, you know, like 30 years ago, people would say the same shit about them getting their ears pierced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's queerings, like that's
what my football coaches called them, queerings.
Yeah. So I'm like that, but like if a kid came up to me and was like, I want to be a princess for Halloween, I'd be like, no, dude.
No.
Like you can be a prince, you know what I mean? But you're a boy and you're not gonna dress up like a princess, man.
Boys don't
like,
well, that was it.
And then you know what they'll do? They'll just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's 99% of the time. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's
I guess. I didn't know. I'm a kid, I'm impressionable, I'm dumb. I don't think you know.
Yeah, I'm a kid and I don't know how everything works.
Oh,
that's, you know what I mean? If I let my fucking kid do whatever the fuck they wanted, they would stick forks in the fucking electrical outlets
and
grab the hot stove.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't. And a lot of times I try to prevent her from doing it and she still tries to do it anyway.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is, like, I know that gets me just straight up telling my son, no, boys don't wear dresses. In Canada, I would lose my kid for that. That's the insanity we're at right now. You would literally lose your child in Canada if you told him, no, you're a boy, you're not wearing a dress. Literally, you would lose your child. That's where they're at. That's the level of insanity they're at over there. You could face fines. You could face jail time even for child abuse. If you told you, if you just for parenting your child the way you're supposed to, because that's what I had someone tell me. They're like, well, what
I tried.
What
if my kid was like, if that like way of thinking were true, if my kid didn't want to wear a shirt to school, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd be like, no,
you got to let them live their truth. You gotta let them live their truth.
I just don't want to wear a shirt because it's my truth. It's how it's my being.
I'm shirtless.
Yeah. Wear a fucking shirt, kid.
Put a shirt on.
Come on.
Well, that was the argument I had used against me. They're like, well, what if you guys had like a daughter that felt masculine her whole life and she wanted to cut her hair short and dress like a boy? I'm like, there's a difference between a haircut and expecting me to go along with a short haircut on a girl and expecting me to go along with this delusion that you're a boy.
That's being a tomboy. That's being a tomboy and surgically changing yourself.
If my daughter wants to get a haircut and wear fucking, you know, flannel and dress like she's Kurt Cobain to school, that's fine. But I'm not going to go along with the fucking.
I knew plenty of girls that did that in my middle school.
They didn't walk around saying they were this fake gender or coming up with these fake names and shit. That's where the line is drawn.
If my daughter wants
do the style you want within reason.
If my daughter wants
to start denying an obvious reality.
If my daughter wants to do that, then she could be a frumpy lesbian. She doesn't need to be a trans man.
I don't fuck if my kid's a lesbian. That's fine.
Don't give a shit.
That's fine. But I'm not.
She can be the frumpiest, poorly dressed lesbian that she wants to be. But it's fine.
That's fine. And
me and my girl always laugh about the because I don't know if maybe it's the people around here. I don't know. I see a lot of lesbians around here in El Paso, and lesbians always dress like somebody from like 8 years, like a man from 8 years
porn
ago.
Porn lied so much about lesbians. Porn lied so much about lesbians. They're never
hot. Like they, I don't, you know what? I don't care if they want to, like, if they want to dress like a dude, fine. But it's like, they dress like a guy that doesn't know how to dress. So like it makes me laugh.
Literally, literally.
They dress like a guy from like 2014.
With
like,
bad haircuts.
Well, like the clothes that they're wearing, I'm like, the clothes you're wearing look like guys that I went to high school with 10 years ago.
Literally,
they're like wearing like the way like Hot Topic shit that you would like see kids wear like in middle school when we were kids, like Cookie Monster sweatshirts,
chains, and
like
really, the monster hat,
really baggy fucking cargo shorts, and
chain wallet,
and like some fucking shitty like skater
shoes.
Whatever. 10 years late. You're 10 years late today.
If my daughter wants to dress like that and eat pussy, you know what? So be it.
I would just laugh because it's like, you know, if you're gonna dress like a guy, dress like, if you're gonna dress masculine, dress right. Don't
like
dress
this era.
Don't dress like an like somebody that doesn't know how to dress because people are gonna laugh at you when you're not looking.
That's like, fine, dude. If my kid's a gay or a lesbian, I don't care. They're not. If you're like, dude, gay.
It's not
is
the
gay.
Fact that it's
they're attracted to
like
another
that.
Man. They're attracted to another woman. That's
I've
fine.
Seen girls dress masculine and like actually know how to dress, and you're like, all right, cool. This girl's dresses better than 60% of the dudes I know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, even if a dude was dressed like some of these lesbian chicks, they would be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like, come on.
Well, now they all dress like fucking all the non-binary kids dress like Walmart brand Billie Eilish's now.
Billie Eilish kind of dresses like a 90s
like baggy fucking weird clothes, like sweatpants and pajama pants, and she just like bums. I was talking to my grandma about it, and my grandma's like, yeah, I think that's just the binary crap. That was her exact words.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know about that, because when I remember being in middle school and high school, and like our schools had to like make policies where girls did not wear pajama shorts to school because like they would dress
in like pajama anything to school, dude. At school's there to prepare you for life. Put some fucking clothes on. Like, put clothes on that you could go to. Would you go to your fucking dude? If you went to go work at Burger King in pajama pants, they'd send you home. Like,
no, the only thing about dress clothes in schools that I think is stupid is not being able to wear hats. Cause like I wear a hat in college all the time, dude. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, but no
like,
one cared in college.
I don't see. Even when I went to school up in Nebraska, I never saw people wearing pajamas to class. People actually
not always, in college. No,
people will like people will always try to be like, well, in college they're not gonna, you know, you're an adult, they don't care. It's just you're there to learn. I'm like, well, yeah, the people that are going to college are like adults and they don't dress like bums. You know what I mean? They dress respectable.
Yeah,
like,
the kids that wore pajama pants to high school typically didn't go to college. That was usually kind of the rule.
And now work at Walgreens.
They're at Walgreens, which
they're a shift manager at fucking Walgreens.
Dude, like did I send you that Snapchat today? I went to Dunkin' to get a coffee this morning.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, the employee name tag, it said possum. I'm like, oh my, like, look, bro. And you know that's part of that non-binary shit because they all make up fake names that are like gender new. Number one, you're not from a trailer park in Mississippi. Your parents did not name you Possum.
Is that really what that is?
Yeah, they all come up. Yeah, that's part of the non-binary shit. They all make up fake names that are gender neutral. And then they come up with a new name that they want to be called that's nothing like their name. It's just pure insanity. And I'm like, bro, you got to stop going along with this shit because it's only going to get worse. It's not even their parents, man. You're their employer.
Did
tell
they spell
them
possum,
no.
Right? Did they spell possum with
it's
the
not
O?
No, it's just possum.
Like, you're this you should girl. Have told him he spelled possum wrong.
It was a girl.
You should have told her she spelled them. Possum wrong.
Should have told they, them it was spelled wrong. Like, you're this girl's fucking employer. Tell her no. No, put your government name on your name tag. If your name's Jessica and you want to put Jesse, that's fine. If you want to petition the courts to be called possum, go ahead and do it. But like, I know. And that's the problem is we're so far gone over the fucking cliff at this level of insanity. If you tell someone, hey, no, you can't name yourself after a vermin and expect everyone else to go along with it.
That's funny, man. Like, I'm telling you, down here in El Paso, the most I see is like frumpy lesbians.
We had frumpy lesbians here.
Yeah, you see like the lesbian chicks that like they're just lesbian chicks that don't know how to dress.
Well, that's the thing, man. It's like we as a society eventually just have to say enough is enough. And we don't have to get violent, but we just have to stop going along with the bullshit and it'll go away. The problem now is we vindicate it. Like, dude, 5 years ago, if a kid said, I don't feel like I'm either gender, I want to be called who blah, blah, blah now. Therapists would have treated that as the mental illness that it is, right? They wouldn't have fucking vindicated it. Now they see repeat business. You can't get repeat business if you fix somebody, if you're a therapist.
Well, I just think that the more kids, because that's what it's statistically shown, is that more kids are like this now.
Not adults.
Kids. And it's because, like you said, like as a society, culturally wise, half the people in the United States think that's being brave and like don't think of it as just being like fucking cringy, dude.
Well,
like,
if it were really just us being a more accepting society, you would see it in every age demographic.
Here's what I think too, is I think actually like the large majority of people really aren't supportive of that, but they don't want to say anything about it.
Trouble.
Yeah. Because you'll get like
ostracized.
Yeah. You'll get ostracized by the small majority.
See how your employer feels about that.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know, like that's the insanity where it's at.
Yeah.
But so like the girl, it was a girl. She asked me because I pulled up, I got my coffee, and like
she really should have told her she spelled possum wrong and then drove off. What was she gonna do? She didn't fucking know you.
Let's see what your employer feels about that.
Yeah, she doesn't.
You're not vindicating my truth.
She doesn't know you, and your boss probably would have laughed at that.
Absolutely. So I wasn't even at work, dude. I was just fucking. I was going to the store. So, from when I was younger, my ears are gauged. I don't wear them, and like I'll wear an earring every now and then, but like I don't. They're pretty much closed, but you can tell that if you look, you can tell there was something there.
They have like the little line on them.
Yeah. So she goes, I like your ear gauges. Do you have any tips on how I can get mine like that? And I was like, don't do it. So I was like, dude, I fucking I started getting tattooed when I was 16. Right. By the time I was old enough to buy a beer, I looked like the fucking boxcars that had graffiti all over them. The only thing I got a nose ring. The only thing I wish I didn't do was stretch my ears, because that's what I told her. I'm like, you can't go back. You can't go back. I can cover up my tattoos. Nobody cares about tattoos anymore. But I was like, that's the only thing I can't. You can't go back on it. There's nothing you can do. There's no surgery they can give you. There's nothing. They're like that for the rest of your life. I was like, just don't do it. And now I know that's going to go in one ear and out the other. But you know, me being someone that she wants to look like someday, maybe that would be a cautionary tale.
And well, if you were encouraging her, and so be it. If you were encouraging,
I'm not going to encourage it.
Cause problems. Like,
okay. I'll tell you. I'm not going to encourage it. I'll tell people when I made a bad decision. Yeah, I made a bad decision. Hey, you know what? Here's another piece of advice. Don't do ketamine. Take that one for free. That's a freebie. don't do ketamine. That's not willing to admit when I made a bad mistake. Don't do it.
Don't abuse fucking hydrocodone.
I didn't abuse anything. It was
no.
Just don't.
That one's for me.
Take a word on it. Not worth.
Don't. Hydrocodone isn't cool. No matter how much you think it is.
Dude, I took a allergy medicine one time, because my allergies were just killing me, right? And I took I took Benadryl, and I forgot that Benadryl makes you fucking loopy. And this was like over the summer. And like, I hadn't done any drugs, not like weed, nothing since before Thanksgiving of 21. So I took it and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I have not felt this way in like a year. And I was like, oh, I forgot Benadryl knocks you the fuck out. I was like, I forgot about that, dude. I had That's to like take funny. A nap and shit, man. That was a, but that's now been, we still have it. That was like when I had my bout of insomnia from the medicine I was on. I just downed a bunch of Benadryl.
The only medicine I'll ever take is like stomach medicine. Cause like, you know what I mean? Like I can go out feeling like not like from allergies. I can go out with a cold and be like coughing and do whatever. But dude, like you're not getting anything done if you got the shits.
Nope. You know what I mean? I'll take stomach. Well, I have IBS. So, and it was just TMI for a lot of people out there, but I have IBS. So I'll take we went to this, you ever heard of Cool Greens? It's like a health. We're trying to eat better. It was like this health food place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
there's a couple of them. They're not just in Omaha. They're all over the country.
Well, don't they have supplements, too? Because I'm pretty sure I see, like, at the vitamin shop A that I go buy my protein form from. They have, like super greens, like shit that you, like, mix in. Like like either protein or like milkshakes, you know what I mean? Smoothies and shit.
Yeah. So we went there and like, look, it's a chain, you know, it's pretty white. It's like white people type place. So we got like the Chipotle. She got the Chipotle and I got the like Fiesta thing and it was spicy. And when I see spicy at chains, I assume that it's like, you know, Chipotle, Taco Bell, hot sauce, spicy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be that bad. And I love, like, real, like, traditional Mexican food with hot sauce and shit. Like, I love that. I'll eat the shit out of that. I like hot Chinese food.
Traditional Chinese food is really spicy. Yep. Like, Kung Pao chicken is, like, super spicy if you get it right.
Like, yeah. But like, I like, give me like a fucking like Mexican restaurant in South Omaha. It's in a hole in a wall with some hot sauce on a burrito, and I'll eat the shit out of that, bro. But dude, oh my God, I have never been like, I had this coconut water that I was drinking. I was seriously running back and forth to the fountain, gulping this shit between.
It was actually spicy.
It was so fucking hot. I was in tears, man. We got home. I took Pepto Bismol. And then I woke up this morning and my fucking asshole was on fire. It was on fire. That's the only way I can describe it. I was in so much pain this morning. It was god awful, man. That's a good way to end.
I've only had that happen one time from eating some actual Mexican food too. I had like some gorditas with like some serrano pepper salsa. Yeah. It was like where they make it where it's like cheese mixed with the pepper. I forget what that's called. Like it's not chili con queso, but like it's chili con queso.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was made with serrano peppers, dude. I ate the whole thing and I was like knocked out for a whole weekend. Like,
well, I had this Mexican food one time where it hit me like immediately, right? And I had to run to the bathroom.
It's because actual Mexican food uses like those serrano peppers and like actual peppers, and they irritate your stomach lining.
Yeah. Well, so that happened to me one time. And Mia's she ate Mexican food growing up her whole childhood. So she doesn't like Mexican food. So we don't eat it a lot. But I when she's out of town or whatever, or I'm on the road doing comedy, I try to get it because it's like a treat. It's not something I get a lot. But dude, this fucking food that we had yesterday, and like, I'm sure it's just how spicy it was. I'm not trying to hurt anyone's business. I'm sure the rest of the food's fine. But like, this fucking food we had yesterday, man. Like, I have never had something that seriously, like, as I was walking out of the restaurant, it felt like I had been punched in the stomach repeatedly. I've never had something do that to me before. Never. Like, I feel fine now. Like, we just went to Fleming's and shit. Like, and, you know, we're fine now. But, dude, oh my, it was just like, you know, like one of those days you just wake up and it's like, fuck, it's going to be
the
like
oil. That. It's the oil on the seeds and the peppers is a stomach irritant. It irritates your stomach. So,
well,
yeah, that's why it does it. Even if you're used to eating like that all the time, too, it's like you really don't get used to it. You just get used to having the shits.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And like I have IBS and it's like I can. My doctor told me, like, you can eat what you want. Like, it's not going to kill you. It's just going to be very uncomfortable, and you have to be willing to deal with the consequences. So just, like you have an event, maybe don't eat Mexican food the night before. You know? It's basically, they're like, we can put you on drugs for it, but, like, there's side effects.
Any kind of food where there's a lot of cooking with peppers, because, like, Thai food will be the same way, Indian food.
Yep. Just gotta be careful, man. And, but you're like, it's all.
Don't shit your pants. It's a bad day. Bad news.
It's always bad. Explosive diarrhea is a good way to end the show.
Hell yeah.
We'll get this. We'll get this posted tomorrow. Man,
what you got going on?
This posted tomorrow. Comedy wise, I got October 9th. I'll be in Wichita. The 29th, we'll have our monthly show here. It'll be a Halloween show. It'll be Night of the Laughing Dead.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
a cool name. I like that. Yeah, you guys all gonna wear costumes.
Yeah, it'll be costume show and shit. So
cool.
Mia and I are going as Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. I really don't have to dress up much to be Travis Barker. We got most of that down. So
that's hilarious, man.
Yeah, but that's a so we got that. That's based on outlawstreamers.com. You can go out there, become a member. It's on Spotify and all the other shit too. But go support it, because like I tell, like we upload our shows here to Rumble and stuff too. I tell people all the time, man, you gotta like support Rumble. You gotta support on outlawstreamers.com, because eventually, man, the stuff we do is not gonna be on YouTube. Like hopefully. These platforms are cracking hopefully down, not. Man.
Like hopefully they, not, but like if it keeps going this way,
yeah, yes. Dude. It's eventually like it's if you don't have your own website to upload your content to, you got nothing. Like that. That's
I 100% think going, it's just because they don't have competition, and Rumble is competition. But you actually got to go support it.
You got to so go, dude. Go Rumble to was
big,
Rumble.
If Rumble was big, YouTube and all mm-hmm. these other places wouldn't be able to censor. So.
Go to Rumble. Like we upload the shit to Rumble. The quality's every bit as good. And here's the thing with Rumble, okay? With Rumble, unlike YouTube, when you're watching a video, you can actually minimize the video and the audio will continue to play. YouTube doesn't let you do that, so the you can continue to listen to whatever. Yeah, you got to pay. This is free. This is an automatic feature with Rumble. You can minimize the video on your phone, at least on an iPhone you can. I don't know about you fucking weirdos with Androids. If you do, you're not a human anyway. I don't care. But you can minimize the video and go do whatever you want, or you can shut it off to save your phone battery. You can listen to your podcast at work. And you can support on Rumble. And the content creators actually get paid for ads with no minimum listenership, no minimum subscribership. It's so much. And they believe in free speech. Like you literally would have to, the only way they're going to censor you on Rumble is if you post like actual child porn or plan a terrorist attack. Like that's the only way they're going to censor you on there. You know, you show like the video of a murder or something, like actually illegal shit. It's the only way you're going to get shut down on Rumble. You can say whatever the fuck you want, bro. Whatever like the fuck. To a fault.
Illegal shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can say to a fault. You can say whatever you want on there. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, but make sure you guys like and subscribe to our channels here. Make sure you support the show. If you're listening on audio, give us a 5-star review. It takes 2 seconds. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review. 2 seconds of your fucking time. That's all I'm asking. You got anything you want to plug?
Nope. We're good, man. Deuces, y'all.
No, no. Have a good night. Yep. Deuces. And it's Urban Meyer season in Nebraska, baby. Go Big Red. Peace the fuck out.
Deuces, everyone. See ya.